and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, our devotional scripture this morning. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Begin reading now.
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with
peace
and
fear. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Yes,
a little while, I want to speak from the subject. We all have a story to tell. We all have a story to tell. My brothers and sisters, I want to be clear when I say to you that it is conspicuously obvious for most of us that we really have not pulled together the facts of our salvific experience. The word salvific means leading to salvation. Many of us could not sit down and tell you how we got saved, when we got saved, where we got saved, and some might not even know why they got saved. And that's unfortunate because we are to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. What indictment is against the people of God who cannot say to the world how I became saved? Saved. Saved. So it begs the question, are you really saved? Because an experience with Jesus was always life-changing. Never the same. Never mediocre. Never humdrum. It was always life transforming. And if you say that you've been saved by Jesus Christ and made him Lord and Savior of your life, then not only should that be some sign, and the word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, but you ought to have your own story. Not a secondhand account of somebody else's story, but your story. You are so precious to God. You are so unique to God. You have been made different from anyone else. And your experience is personal.
Amen.
It's an experience that God gave to you. That's why your experience might not be like my experience. And that's why your story might not be like my story. And that's why when I tell my story and you tell your story, the only thing that's going to be the same is Jesus. Everything else in it may be altogether different. Peter here, this third chapter, is dealing with multiple issues. From verses 1 through 8, he's dealing with wives and husbands, and he's dealing with instructions and insight and hopefully inspiring them in how to live, love, and learn to get along with each other. Then in verses 9 through 14, he deals with indifferences and indignities and sorrows and suffering. And then when you get to verse 15, he says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Now I want to take this verse here and break it down so that we can understand. We've read it, and now I hope we'll have understanding with it. First of all, when it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Point one, it's talking about the reverence for the Lord. The reverence for the Lord. In other words, we need to make God a priority in our lives. We need to be able to live a consecrated and holy life unto the Lord, so much so that we honor him through our lives. In other words, it's not just lip talk or lip service. It's not just pretense and put-ons and performances. It's real life reality. The Lord lives on the inside of me, and he is holy. Therefore, I am holy. I walk holy. I talk holy. I live holy. I do business holy. I just need to be like him. Sanctify the Lord God in all of the believers' hearts. In other words, that is collectively for every believer. But then we move on to point two, which deals with the next part. And be ready. Yes. When?
Always.
Be ready on Sundays?
No,
be ready on special occasions?
Come on, doctor.
Be ready always.
Always.
To do what? To give an answer to who? Every man. Every man. Listen, this now is talking about the readiness to share your relationship with Christ with others. In other words, the reason why you're not ready, and that word means to be prepared. Prepared. Ready. Readiness is being prepared to share with any man who asks you, how do you know you are saved?
Right.
Now, here's what you need to know. When you share how you know you are saved, then you share with that person, one, who it is that saved you. Two, you share with them how you know you've been saved by the change that has transformed your life. The word is clear. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what?
New creature.
New creation. all things are passed away. And behold, focus in now. Pay attention. All things. How many things?
All
things are become what?
New.
New.
Lord, yes, Lord.
So that means you have a new walk, a new talk. A new smile, a new you. Every day you ought to wake up and say, Happy New You.
Yes, sir. Come on, doctor.
Not New Year's Day. No, I'm talking about every day should be a Happy New You day. Because he renews us. He refreshes us. He makes us more and more like him, and we need to be prepared. That means literally to have your story together, to have your account of your experience. And you know, that requires thinking about it. For some of us have been saved so long that we've forgotten a lot of the details, but here are some things you shouldn't forget. That the experience that brought you from darkness to light should still be real today.
Come on, doctor.
The experience that turned you around from going wrong to going right should still be real today. And my brothers and sisters, you ought to be able to show some sign in addition to sharing what you know about the God who saved you, and be ready at all times. In other words, Peter said that should never be a time that catch you off guard.
Come on, sir.
Not when you're ready. Not when you're ready. In other words, that should be a readiness in you every day, in every opportunity that you find to share your salvific experience with those who need to know Christ for themselves. Amen. And who better than someone who has been saved?
All right.
Saved. When you want to do something and you really want to do it, you generally look for someone who's already done it.
All right.
I've never seen a rich man buy a poor man's book on how to be poor. He's always looking for someone that's richer than him to reach up to sow into, to get advice from, to see how he did what he did to get where he is. It's someone who has already done what you want to do.
All right, sir.
And the world who's looking for the Savior wants to see somebody who says they've been saved tell them how they got saved.
All right, doctor.
Every child of God should have a story.
Lord, have mercy.
The reason why we don't want to tell our story is because we don't know our story. And listen, my brothers and sisters, I'm not saying this to embarrass you. I'm not saying this to hurt you. I'm saying this to help you. Take some time. Pray about your experience. Ask the Spirit of God to bring back to your remembrance, if you have forgotten, the specifics of your encounter with Jesus. And if not, ask him for a fresh one.
Yes.
A fresh encounter.
Yes.
You know, one thing is clear. If you're not sure, you ought to be sure.
All right.
Let me say that again. If you're not sure, you ought to be sure. Can I tell you, when Christ come back, ain't the time for you to wonder if you're saved? When he comes back for his church,
You need to know you're in the number. You need to know whenever the trumpet sounds that you will be, when the saints go marching in, you will be in that number, because you know that you know that you know that you know you are saved, and you're ready to let anybody know your story. That's why we are taking time out to help you get your story together. Because there are some things, again, that don't change for all of our stories. But it begins with a relationship with Jesus Christ. And you have to be sure, you might have religion, but I hate to tell you, religion don't save you. You might be a member of this church or some other church, but I hate to tell you, church membership don't save you. Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. So we move on to the third part here. We've got to tell every man that what? Asketh what? Asketh you a reason for what? Of the hope that is where? In you. In you. In you. It ain't something you put on and take off. It's in you. If it's in you, listen, it ain't coming out of you. It's real. It's real. Did you hear what I say? It's real. It's not fake. It's not pretentious. It's not phony. It's real. And it shows up in you in everything you do.
Yes, Lord.
And you should be able to give a reason. The word reason is translated actually as logos. Logos. And logos is word. So it's saying, you know, when a man asks you how you got saved, you ought to be able to give them a word, tell them your story.
Yes, yes, yes.
Peter knew this, that the cultured Greeks knew that an intelligent man would make intelligible his story about what he believed or about his behavior. He was able to share with you confidently why he believes what he believes or why he does what he does. And Peter was saying here, listen, when you share your story, it ought to be with the Logos. Jesus is Logos. Jesus is the Word. John 1:1 tells us, in the beginning was the Logos, Word. And the Word, Logos, was with God. And the Word, Logos, Jesus, was God. Listen, the Word is what you share in your testimony. Your words about the Word and how the Word saved you. And His Word is alive in you. And with organized, authorized articulation, you share your testimony. That third part has to do with respect and meekness. But when it says meekness and fear, the word fear here is translated as respect. Now, here's what I need you to know. When you tell your story, you don't need to be bigoted and belligerent.
All right.
No. You don't have to, fuss and fight and argue about your conviction. Here is the reality of it. You are so convicted and convinced by your own experience,
yes,
that even if you can't convert anyone through your experience, it ought to be clear they know that you know you've been saved. In other words, you should be so concretely clear about your salvific experience that nothing and nobody can change your mind or make you doubt him, because you know too much about him.
All right.
And because he lives on the inside, he's real. I said he's real. He walks with you. He talks with you. He lives in you. He's real. And so they ought to be able to see that, hear that, sense that when you tell them about him, because he's real in you.
All right.
The reason, the Logos, the Word. What are the words of your story? If you don't know, I highly recommend that you learn your story. Learn it. These are last and evil days. We are the witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we can't tell folk how we are saved, then how do we plan to save others? What is a witness but someone who has experienced, heard, seen, or experienced something firsthand? If I'm saved, I ought to know it.
Amen.
And I should not be ashamed to show it.
Yes, or to
share it.
Amen.
And if I'm ashamed to share my story, then I need to check myself.
Yes.
If I'm ashamed to show someone about the God that I serve, then I need to check myself.
Uh-huh.
Because I need you to know, I do it with meekness.
Yes.
And respect. I ain't got to argue with you about my salvation.
Yes.
You ask me about my story. I'm not going to change my story because you don't like it. It is what it is. I wish I had a helper in the house. And so I'm telling you what the Lord has done for me. And I close with this. Maybe your story may not be a dramatic transformation. You know, you were on drugs, you were in the street, you were a prostitute, you were a pimp, you were a pervert, you were this, you were that. You might have been a child who grew up in the church and just had never really confessed Christ as your Savior. And one day, you invited him into your heart and he changed you. Didn't become some dramatic, epic scene like some folks were. And some of us are ashamed to share our story because it's not a dramatic change. But may I suggest to you that your story is your story.
Yes,
and And one of the things you want to do is make sure you are able to tell your story with articulation and authority. To be bold and yet beautiful. To be confident and calm. To be direct and yet delightful. To be earnest and effective. To be faithful and fruitful. To be gracious and godly. In your story, you got to tell somebody, I know him for myself. You can tell him what I know. The Lord taught me.
Yes, yes. Come on, sir.
Where I come from. The Lord brought me.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Where I'm going.
Yes, sir.
The Lord will bring me.
Yes, he will.
Who I am.
Who you are.
The Lord made me.
Yes, he did.
What I have. The Lord gave me. Every sin. The Lord forgave me. With his son. The Lord saved me. The Lord Jesus, God's only son. The Lord Jesus, the only one. The Lord Jesus, the only way. The Lord Jesus can save you today. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad he put running in my feet, clapping in my hand, joy in my heart, peace in my mind. Don't the word says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.